We also heard from a number of listeners this past week, including Julie. And Julie said, I live in the Cook area. I feed birds all year long and, like you, toss out a good deal of white millet during migrations. I have not seen a fox or harris sparrow this fall. It has caught my attention as unusual as well. We had white-crowned sparrows earlier and juncos and American tree sparrows now. I have not seen any of our summer sparrows for a while. I expect they have left. Another bird I have expected to come down by now is the pine grosbeak, but I've yet to see one. I did see that the food sources for winter finches are good further in Canada, and here in the Cook area, the crabapple crop is great. I was recently birding on the North Shore from Duluth to Grand Marais. The mountain ash are loaded with fruit. We also saw cedar waxwings and not a single bohemian. We also did not see fox or harris sparrows, and I was with a group with many eyes watching. Bird watching is full of surprises, and she says, I saw my first box sparrow of the season. I'd given up hope of seeing one this fall. And so that from Julie, and then from Jan, she said, couple of observations. There are over 50 hooded mergansers on the west end of Shallow Lake this past weekend, very close to November 8th, 2017, when 20 passed through. While the lake had skim ice on it late last week, the wind broke it up and there was a cacophony of ice chimes on Saturday. Since putting up the bird feeders, the resident red squirrel and chipmunk have been partaking. So why huddle into a nest? Thanks for your reports. I always listen, Jan. And our final note comes from our friend Ian, who lives in the Twin Cities. Quick report from Minneapolis. Last Saturday, my wife and I noticed the first glaze of ice on the Lake of the Isles. At home, we've had dark-eyed juncos foraging under the feeder for a couple of weeks now, and our resident great horned owls continue to sing and whinny from dusk until dawn. Hope all is well at KAXE. Thanks for all you do, your friend Ian.